this one year, just about the time the sentencing guidelines were being reexamined carefully by both the courts and the Congress, we ended up with several cases where the sentence was imposed rigidly by the sentencing judge under the guidelines, and in a couple of them, even the sentencing judge was unhappy about what he or she had to do. And we preserved the question, and just about that time, the Supreme Court came down with a couple of precedents which said, well, the first one said that it ought to be easier to deviate from the guidelines than had been previously said. And then finally, in the landmark case, Justice Scalia, of all people, said that the sentencing guidelines may interfere with the right to a jury trial, and therefore they have to be advisory, voluntary. They can't be absolutely imposed, because you're taking that right away from the judge and jury. And we had four cases up at the time which implicated that question, and then our students raised them in all the cases, and all of them were remanded for resentencing. Now, in one of the cases, we actually got a reduction in sentencing. In two of them, the judge refused to change his or her mind, and one of them is still sort of pending. But in effect, we won four cases that year. And in this business, winning any case is a great golden event. And so the students were just on cloud nine.